Hello, this is Local Spesh. My name's Albert. How can I help you?
Hi, Albert. This is Kevin Gardner with Gardner Plumbing. I believe I was speaking with Jacob yesterday, Jake or Jacob. And we were working on getting both of our locations verified. So we have one location in Cincinnati that is where we started 9 years ago. And it looks like that one is re-verified now. But then our Knoxville location, which we've been trying to get verified for quite some time now, it says that, well, this morning, it said you have two locations verified, and then that was at 7:30 this morning, and then at, I think it was 10:30 this morning, I got an email that said that Knoxville was suspended for suspicious activity, I think, is how it stated it. And so I'm just trying to figure out what we need to do to get that site active.
I see. Let me ask my coworker. I do see that they have been speaking to you about this, and I do see one of them is processing and the other one is suspended. 1 minute while I check with them.
Okay.
All right, I'm just waiting on him to give me a reply. One more minute, please.
Okay.
Okay, he says he's going to start the process of getting the suspended one reinstated, and I'm just asking him to see if he's going to send you further information to your email.
Okay.
Perfect. He said he seems to have already everything he needs, but if he's going to send you an email regarding documents that could be used to remove the suspension, and you'll get all that notification to your email.
Okay.
Perfect. The sooner you reply to that, the better. That way we can get that reinstated. Usually that can take about 7-10 days, depending on Google. But we're going to be following up with them regularly to let you know what's going on.
Okay. So previously we had submitted a lot of documents to Google.
Correct. That's what they're going to use to try to get it reinstated. But they will send you the email again just to so you can double check to see if anything else is something you would have.
Okay. So one thing I know on the website for Tennessee, it still says Suite 700, and I've tried to go into the website and eliminate that because that's what we were in Suite 700 when we were in downtown Knoxville.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's part of it.
It could be. Send us the most updated information you have. That way we can get that corrected.
Okay. And then I've asked a few times to have the right logo put on the site. So there's one spot where there was a logo that Local Splash had found, I think it's just stock art.
Let me check on the website that we create.
Let me see. And it's eliminated from most areas.
Okay. You want the logo on the upper left-hand side removed to yours. It's like a blue circle with a hand in a wrench.
And just change that to ours, where it's the green and blue and Gardner Plumbing LLC.
Okay, let me just see if I can find that. I do believe it might be on your old website.
Yeah, it's on the old website, and it's in a few places on the new one.
Yeah, it looks like a G, like B,
yep.
Yeah, correct. I'll let them know to have that changed over.
Okay.
Perfect. Anything else, sir?
I think that's it. So I should be seeing that email probably pretty soon from him.
Yeah, he should be sending it within a couple of minutes.
Okay. Very good.
Perfect. You have a great day, sir.
All right. Thanks. You too. Bye.